Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, I'm bringing you into a place of ease and lightness, for I'm all about yoke easy, burden light. The burdens you've carried, the anxieties that have weighed you down, these are no longer yours to bear. Remember the words of Jeremiah, who prophesied a time when people would no longer say, the burden of the Lord, the burden of the Lord. For you, that time is now. I've already carried the burden. I've already completed the work. All that was needed to be accomplished in your life and in the world is part of the finished work of Calvary. So step into the rest that I've prepared for you. This is not a rest of inactivity or complacency or lethargy or idleness. The rest I offer is one of ascension. You will arise in worship and descend in power, a lifting up into that place I've ordained for you at my right hand, a place of eternal security and fellowship. This rest, it's an invitation to live in an atmosphere of ascension and authority. It's a call to see the world from my perspective, not through the limited lens of earthly understanding. From this point, your worries will fade and your perspective will shift. And you will gain clarity about the path ahead, for the angel of change has come to initiate the change. You will know the end from the beginning, and you will walk confidently in the destiny I've chosen for you. This transition into rest and ascension, it's not merely a future hope, it's a present reality. The burdens that you once carried, they've been lifted. The struggles you faced have been conquered. The anxieties that have plagued you are now dispelled. You are no longer defined by your past or limited by your circumstances. You are free to live in the fullness of my grace and power. This new season of rest and ascension is a time of profound transformation. It's a time to let go. Let go of the old and embrace the new. It's a time to shed the limitations of your past and step into the fullness of your potential. It's a time to release the burdens that you were never meant to carry in the first place, and receive the freedom I've purchased for you. In this season of rest and ascension, I've equipped you with everything you need to fulfill my purpose. I've given you wisdom and discernment, strength and courage. I've surrounded you with my love and my grace, and you will lack nothing. I say again, you will want for nothing, for you are fully equipped to walk in the destiny I've prepared for you. So don't hesitate, don't doubt, don't fear. Step boldly into this new season of rest and ascension. Embrace the freedom I've given you. Receive the blessings I've poured out upon you. Live, says God, in the fullness of my grace and my power. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life.
Second Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.